Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages that are here for us today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it is time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's an honor to be here today. My journey's a crazy journey. It started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and Spirit actually sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, at that point, I had no other choice but to listen, and I am so glad that I did because it propelled me onto this beautiful path that I'm on today. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And at that time, I also discovered, wow, I really do have a strong connection with Spirit. I've never looked back. I did have a background, though, that was in law enforcement. And I traded in my 357, and I now offer angelic love instead. So I do continue to serve and protect, but in a different way. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan really is divine. It did take me quite a while to realize it, and I'm just so blessed to have her with me. She has left a door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And it was just a chance encounter that we had, and what an amazing encounter. It has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And it really helps me to relate to people from all walks of life worldwide. So again, my journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed as well to be here and connect with people on radio as well. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activate, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I remembered all the words. I'm so proud of myself. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I started this journey because I was not happy with my life. When I looked at who I was and what I was experiencing, it didn't feel good to me. And I decided that I deserved to feel good. And so I began this wonderful journey, which has been going on for years and years and years now. And I was guided to study coaching and become a coach for other people as well. So that as I learn things, I get to share what I learn with the other people who are looking or seeking or whatever terminology you want to use. It's been a very interesting journey, and it just seems to get more and more interesting as time goes by. Now I look back on when it started, and I thought, oh, my gosh, can I handle this? And now I handle, you know, 1,000 times more than I handled back then. So I can see that I've definitely evolved over the years. And my relationship with my team, which is what I call the divine beings that work with me, has also evolved. And that team is, once again, changing and becoming, it's becoming even more as I am becoming even more. Because you have a team that is right for who you are in that moment. So some people get caught up in, you know, I have one guide and that's the only guide I've had in my life. Well, actually, you've had much more than that. You just don't realize it. And it's okay if that guide changes because you change. And so you always have the one that is going to be most beneficial to you or the ones who are going to be most beneficial to you. So now I do something called energy upcycling, which is a method of helping people to release old beliefs and clear out all the connections to the old garbage that was divinely downloaded to me over the course of several days of me just sleeping. So one of the things guidance is always telling me is that you don't have to work hard for what you get in your life. You really don't. And I think that's one of the reasons why they put me in that sleep for days state when they're downloading to me, because it's a reminder that I don't have to do anything to receive. And they want us all to start living in that energy that you receive simply because you receive. It's not because of what you've done. It's not because of what you said. It's not because of karma. It's not because of anything. It's simply there, and you are receiving it. And that takes you to a whole different level of living your life. So my life has definitely changed and is still continuing to change and evolve, and I love it, and I love myself. And it's taken me years to be able to say that. So if you want to learn more about me and what I do, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's more information on the things that I do, and there's ways of connecting with me. So feel free to contact me if that resonates with you. The work that I do is life-changing, and I absolutely love what I do. Okay, now it is time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing, Barbara, is a beautiful little prayer that I'm guided to read, and it's entitled Guardian Angel, Prayer of Gratitude by Cathal Jean Filippo. Beloved Guardian Angel, thank you so much for always being there with me. From the very moment I was born, thank you for guiding me along my way, protecting me when needed, holding my hand through the tough times, and cheering me during my successes. Dear Guardian Angel, please let me become more open to you and your guidance, and help me to experience your presence more clearly each and every day. I now give you full permission to help me with, and this is the time that if you guys have an intention, just, you know, add it. I now give you full permission to help me with. Please show me the truth in this situation. If there are positive steps that I could take, may I receive clarity as well as the courage to act upon them. I love you very much and send my deepest gratitude. So that was a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. Okay, and I have a message from Jesus. Good morning. Start again. Good morning, beloveds. This is a time of empowerment, a time of unlimited possibilities. All is available to you. Are you open to receiving? Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Do you know what you are truly wanting? Trust in the wisdom that is within you and believe in yourself. Let go of perceived limitations. Put aside any doubt that you are having and allow divine wisdom to come in and help you. This can help you to connect with your divine destiny. Trust in the messages that you are receiving and follow the longings of your heart and your soul. Beloved, what brings you joy? Where do your passions lie? When you connect with your joy, you find that your heart will steer you in the right direction. Allow the divine within to lead you where you are longing to go. Take a step in faith and embrace all that is before you. It is time to dream big. Visualize your highest and best and allow the universe to match your vibration. Think about only what you are wanting and create your reality. Stay focused on your dreams and your desires and know that they are worthy of the beautiful gifts. Know that you are worthy of the beautiful gifts that the universe has to offer you. It will come. Remain open to receiving. Beloveds, every day is an opportunity to receive abundance, prosperity, unexpected gifts, and opportunities into your life. Connect now with your innermost dreams and set your soul on fire. Allow this fire to grow within you and feed it with love. Remain in a state of joy and allow your passion to burn brightly. Go forward fearlessly in the direction of your dreams. Beloveds, you are ready. Live in the moment. Enjoy every day. This is your time, and you are worthy of all that is coming your way. Create the reality that you've envisioned. This is magical, and you are the magician. Open your arms wide now to receive and allow the universe to bring all that you've been waiting for, all that you've been wanting, and more, and more, and more. It can be beyond your wildest dreams. The bigger, the better. And there are bigger and better things waiting for you, so make room in your life right now for all that you've been wanting. And dream big and believe that the results will be big. Life can be bigger and better than you could have ever imagined. And, of course, as always, I love you, Jesus. And, Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Thank you, DC. Okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloved ones, we want to remind you that you deserve. You'll notice that we didn't say you deserve because there is no because. You deserve. It is that simple. It is that clear. You deserve. God does not base what you receive on how you live your life. God does not put conditions on you. God is not saying that you have to be and then have a whole list of what you have to be before you deserve. You do not have to ever prove anything to God. God knows you. God is within you. God sees your heart. God sees all that you think, all that you believe, all that you do, all that you say. And God knows that you deserve. So we want you to get out of that way of thinking that you have to meet some criteria or some conditions, or you have to prove that you are a good person, or you have to follow some rules or commandments in order for God to be nice to you. God loves you exactly as you are. You don't have to change anything. And you deserve exactly as you are, because God is unconditional. We want you to really open your mind and your heart to this message. We want you to allow the energy of this message to flow through you, to help you to dissolve the walls and barriers that you have placed around you receiving. You deserve. You deserve right now, in this moment. It is not something you have to wait years, months, days, hours, minutes, seconds in order to experience. You deserve. There are no conditions. You deserve. God is within you. You deserve. And that will never change. You deserve. Whew, okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Oh, I loved it. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. That
it
was
felt good, too. Okay, so now we've come to the part of the show where we take questions from callers. So you can call in at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And when you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that lovely little icon comes up and we know that you have a question. Otherwise, we assume that you just want to listen. So we do have one caller so far, but they have not raised their hand. And I know that this caller probably has a question because this caller always has a question. So do I have to wait for her to raise her hand? Oh, she raised it. Yay. That's good because guidance was saying, no, I didn't have to wait, so I was going to click on her anyway. So here we go, and our caller is the joyful Halima.
Thanks to you, joyful. That's funny. I really was just going to listen, but since that lovely invitation, can I just can I just ask for some healing?
Sure, you can ask anything. Anything in particular you want healed, or?
I'd say across the board.
Okay. All right, well, then let's see what DC is getting across the board that you need to know.
Okay. Oh, actually,
good morning,
Tina. Good morning. I just wanted to add, I'm sorry, I'm having some pains in below my stomach area, some weird feelings.
Below where now?
Below my stomach area. Am I private?
Okay. Okay, because I was getting I felt like the physical body is being filled with maybe fear, depression, and different things like that. That's the first thing that I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that I know if that's healed, you know, it's going to help as well. But you've got to stay optimistic, and just expect good things to come your way, Halima. Okay. So that'll definitely help. And you've got to realize, you know, the mind and body connection as well. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're a very sensitive person, and I'm getting, you know, like you've really got to honor that sensitivity and really speak lovingly to yourself, speak lovingly to your body. Okay, Jesus is here. And he, you know, he wants to offer you guidance as well, you know, and I'm getting the word forgiveness. So is there something that you need to forgive yourself or your body for? Okay. I'm getting there's mother issues. Okay. So I don't know if you're realizing that, but there's something in the way that you view your past, okay?
Okay.
And it has to do with mom, okay? And you got to speak, you know, like to your higher self and speak in a beautiful way, okay? The angels want to come in and help you have more self-esteem and really to be more kind and loving to yourself, which will generate more positivity for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, encapsulate that negativity and get rid of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and, you know, just listen to that part of yourself that really, you know, knows the truth, your higher self, okay? Because I just feel like you really have to, you know, connect with your higher self and really feel the, you know, feel the love. But I just feel like not the spiritual side of you, but just like the physical vessel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just feel like there's a lot of stuff that's going on that's uncomfortable, okay?
Yeah.
And really content what the physical life is, you know, presenting presently, if that makes sense to you.
Really what? What's it that the physical life
well,
is presenting?
It's with the physical body, you know, like the what is being presented with at the time, like it's causing like all these different things to go on to make you have,
well,
you know,
well, no.
pain and, you know, there's like different things and it's sort of like, you know what, like the soul is asking for a meeting with you and saying, hey, Halima, we got to clarify a few things. Let's make some time. And what you did is you did. You came in today, and you're going to receive healing on a soul's level. So that is awesome, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Things are a little difficult on the physical, not just my physical body. I mean, I just put it through a lot, and it's because I have to. So, yeah, that's a difficult part.
And I'm getting the word sleep, like written in really big letters, okay?
Okay.
Because you're not getting enough sleep, and that's when the soul is catching up and seeing what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and sort of helping you to have a little bit more harmony, peace, joy, and to get rid of, like, all that harsh stuff that the physical vessel has, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to connect you now with Barbara. And you're going to get that healing that you so deserve. But I'm getting, you've got to make more time to really have like a good night's sleep, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to wake up, you know, your physical body is going to feel better. You're going to feel rejuvenated. and you are going to feel like a lot more joyous, okay?
Okay. May I ask you one psychic question? I didn't plan on it, but since I'm here.
Uh-huh.
The radio station I'm with has gotten taken over. There's a court battle going on. Is the radio station going to resume in the way it's been? Or will it be lost?
I think it may take some time.
Uh-huh.
And things for you should work out well. And when you presented that question, Spirit said that there's two issues at the forefront here. You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think of, you know, maybe you and the radio station. And just allow what's for your highest and best and their highest and best, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely for that. I was just wondering, you know, what you saw.
Yeah, well, I just,
yeah,
like, immediately I got, you know what, there's two issues here, you know? It's not just one mm-hmm. issue that you're asking the question, but you're presenting two issues, okay?
Okay.
And, you know what, even if there's, like, crazy stuff going on, it sort of, like, clears up some things that you didn't really realize and makes room for all the good stuff. So I feel like you know, that you're going to go through things and you're going to see things from a different perspective, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Helena.
Hello.
Here we go.
All right.
Ah, let's see where they want to begin. Okay. Dear innate, even though my mother gave me away, I deserve.
Alrighty. Dear innate, even though my mother gave me away, I deserve.
Dear innate, even though I don't know why, I deserve.
Dear innate, even though I don't know why, I deserve.
Dear innate, even though my brain cannot figure it out, I deserve.
Dear innate, even though my brain cannot figure it out, I deserve.
Dear innate, even though my life sucks, I deserve.
Dear innate, even though my life sucks, I deserve.
Dear innate, even though it sometimes hurts, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though it sometimes hurts, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though I don't want to let go, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though I don't want to let go, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though it sounds so simple, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though it sounds so simple, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though it feels so complicated, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though it feels so complicated, and it does, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though it goes against everything I was ever taught, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though it goes against everything I was ever taught, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I am changing.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I am changing.
Dear innate, I am letting go.
Dear innate, I am letting go.
Take a deep, deep breath. Dear innate, I deserve good things in my life.
Dear innate, I deserve good things in my life.
Dear innate, I create good things in my life.
Dear innate, I create good things in my life.
Dear innate, I open to having good things in my life.
Dear innate, I'm open to having good things in my life.
Dear innate, I choose to get out of my own way.
Dear innate, I choose to get out of my own way.
Dear innate, I truly let go.
Dear innate, I truly let go.
A nice deep breath. And Michael wants to pour the chakra cleaner into you. Are you okay with that?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Okay. Just take a nice deep breath while he does that. I think he gave you the super, super duper power stuff because it's like little tornadoes in each of your chakras now. I've never seen it look like that before.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Barbara. Well, thank you.
Okay. So we're going to do a little bit more of the Dear Innate, and these are going to be statements to empower you.
Okay.
Okay. Dear Innate, I know who I am.
Dear Innate, I know who I am.
Dear Innate, I am powerful.
Dear Innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am one with Source.
Dear innate, I am one with Source.
Dear innate, I am human and I am spirit.
Dear innate, I am human and I am spirit.
Dear innate, I deserve a magnificent life.
Dear innate, I deserve a magnificent life.
Dear innate, I never have to prove myself.
Dear innate, I never have to prove myself.
Dear innate, I was born good enough.
Dear innate, I was born good enough.
Dear innate, I was created good enough.
Dear innate, I was created good enough.
Dear innate, I will always be good enough.
Dear innate, I will always be good enough.
Dear innate, I accept the value of me.
Dear innate, I accept the value of me.
Dear innate, I live in my value.
Dear innate, I live in my value.
Dear innate, I am priceless.
Dear innate, I am priceless.
Dear innate, I accept the love of me.
Dear innate, I accept the love of me.
Dear innate, I let go of who I have been.
Dear innate, I let go of who I have been.
Dear innate, I only keep what is necessary.
Dear innate, I only keep what is necessary.
Dear innate, I easily release the past.
Dear innate, I easily release the past.
Dear innate, I live in the knowing that I always have what I need.
Dear innate, I live in the knowing that I always have what I need.
Dear innate, I release all burdens from my life.
Dear Nate, I release all burdens from my life.
Dear Nate, I release all burdens from my mind.
Dear Nate, I release all burdens from my mind.
Dear Nate, I open up and allow my soul to sing.
Dear Nate, I open up and I allow my soul to sing.
Dear Nate, I choose joy.
Dear Nate, I choose joy.
Dear Nate, I choose fun and laughter.
Dear Nate, I choose fun and laughter.
Dear Nate, I choose to embrace my life.
Dear Nate, I choose to embrace my life.
And take a nice deep, deep breath.
Those were empowering.
Yeah, so now you're shifting. That's what that keeps going. So this is about you coming into the realization that you already have everything you've ever desired. It's already there. It's already been created. There's nothing you need to do in order to make it come about. It's already there. Just let it happen. Allow yourself to receive what is already there.
It's a hard one, Barbara. That's a big one.
I know.
You know, yeah. It's like, okay, great. It is there. But yeah, that allowing or getting it from here to here, I guess, essentially, because it's here, right? That seems to be the rub.
Well, you don't have to do anything to get it from here to here. You don't have to
except
do anything.
Allow,
except
right?
Allow it. Accept it. Let it be. Let it come into your life. Just let it. So I'm asking you to do the easiest thing in the world, which is nothing.
Well, sometimes I'm pretty good at that.
I hope you could do it. You know what? And Ginger's laughing because she and Joan are standing next to you, and they're saying, Helena, they want you to sit on the couch. They have a mop. They have buckets. They have rags. They have the furniture polish, and they're saying, just sit down, put your feet up, we've got this covered, okay?
Way cool. Is it okay if I do it a little later, though? I got to get out and get into
the
city.
Well, yeah, you
could
do that later, and they're even pouring you a drink. As you're doing nothing, you could sit and enjoy a drink, and they're going to do the job for you. And they're saying while you're sitting there, it's going to bring you a lot of inspiration, you know?
Wow, that's really beautiful.
And Ginger, and girlfriend, you had your 7 chakras cleared. They're clean. They're cleared. Don't you feel good? And you didn't have to really do anything. You just had to just sit there and enjoy, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty wonderful. I didn't have to turn on.
And she's saying that, you know, I don't know if you like essential oils, but she's saying,
yeah,
you know, if you, okay, do you have like a detox blend? That would be like something with like maybe rosemary, cilantro, tangerine, geranium, juniper berry, something in regard to that line, because it'll keep those chakras really, really in alignment.
Okay.
And
okay.
Just saying, you know, when you get that heavy feeling again, it'll get rid of it, you know? Because she's saying at times you get so, you know, cluttered within, like you did this morning, your energy is low. And whenever you need that little pick-me-up, use that detox blend, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so she's saying, you know, in between, you know, when we're not around especially, you know, just pick up that bottle of detox blend and you will feel ready to move forward, okay?
Okay.
She's saying you'll feel fresh too because you had a lot of lingering energy. And that's why, you know, I was talking about things, you know, within the soil that wanted to connect and have a meeting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing great. Your energy is back. You know, it's back on track. And like you said, you know, we're here Tuesday and Thursday mornings, and we're here for you. And in between, you know, use a little bit of that detox blend when needed, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We love hearing that beautiful voice.
We
love,
thank
and like
you.
I said, later on you can get home and say, ladies, let's go get to work and pour yourself a drink and just let them do everything.
Yeah.
So Ginger's laughing. She's laughing. And she's saying, she doesn't know if you like deviled eggs, but she's saying we don't say deviled eggs. We say divinated eggs. They're divine. So she's saying she hasn't heard from you in a while in regard to your recipes that you've been using. You know, she's saying, what good stuff have you been making, Helena? You know?
Oh, yeah. I've been looking at a lot of gluten-free, sugar-free, and, and egg-free, too. Yeah, I've been playing with that a bit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. So she's saying she loves when you know, create things. So just, you'll have more time to create because they're going to be doing some of the housework for you.
Oh, good, 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 good. Can they help with the allowing part, too?
Sure, they'll help. You know, and I just see, you know, when you said the allowing part, I just see Joan putting on a pair of work boots. She's, and Ginger said, I think you better just call in and talk to us instead, because she's going to help you allow and she's going to give you a little bit of a push there. So,
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, but take care of yourself. And like I said, I see that beautiful detox blend Ginger showing me, and it does make you feel good too. You know, it feels wonderful.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, take care, honey, and stay in touch with us, okay?
Yeah, I will do. Thank you both, and thanks to
God
Joan
bless.
And Ginger, too. All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Helena, they want
thanks.
You to sing. They want you to sing the song Feeling Good.
Oh, cool. I love that song. Thank you.
Okay, start singing.
All right. Will do. Thank you.
No, right now.
Oh, do I have to? Oh, you're killing me, Barbara. You're just bloody killing me. Birds
you said your soul was going to sing.
You know how I feel. Freedom is mine. I got to get the words here. You know how I feel. Leaves rushing by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life. Feeling good. Okay.
That was amazing. You did a great job, Helena. We're so proud of you. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy your new dawn and your new day and your new life.
Thank you. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
All right.
We love you.
Love
yes,
you guys,
too.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Later. Thanks.
Oh. Well, I'm feeling good. How about you, DC?
I am. I'm feeling really, really good. Definitely. Yep.
Well, Helena was our only caller for today.
Oh, see that? Well, we're probably doing a great job, and that's why, Barbara.
I know. We're making everybody so happy they don't need to call us anymore.
Well, Ginger is saying, you know what, Auntie Barbara, I have an essential oil for you. It's cumin, and it's going to help to spice up your life a little bit.
Ooh, I love cumin.
Yeah, so she wants you to start using that, and you're going to, you know, you're going to feel like, wow, like things do feel so much better, and it's sort of like you had a pair of glasses on. She said she took off those sunglasses, and you're saying, wow, look how colorful my world is, you know? So it's really beautiful. And she's saying, open your eyes, you'll see this beautiful world in front of you. It's just waiting for you.
All right,
so she's saying,
I can accept that.
She recommends for Auntie Barbara is the cumin,
okay.
Yeah? And she's saying, be careful because that's a strong one. A little goes a long way.
Okay.
And she's saying it not only opens your eyes, it helps you to stretch your vision and really experience the world around you. And she's saying, as you're, you know, experiencing all of this, she said, Auntie Barbara, your heart is beating with excitement.
Wonderful.
I like that too. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Fabulous.
Okay, well, she's saying the caller's going to have to wait a second. She's saying, Auntie Barbara, after you put the one on, you're going to see something becomes more clear to you. It's going to give you clarity, and it's going to help you to go down this path, a path that has been waiting for you. And you're saying, yes, yes, Ginger, this is the right thing to do. Okay?
Okay.
So that sounds amazing, and we will take the next caller.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 715. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kevin. Good morning, DC and Barbara.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great. How about you?
Oh, I'm just doing wonderful today. Just an incredible morning. So
beautiful. And Kevin, Ginger is saying, do you like essential oils? Because she has presented a couple to our callers, and she's saying, you know, frankincense is one that would really be beneficial for you right now.
I don't have any essential oils right now of frankincense, but I do have the incense for it.
Okay, because she's saying that's going to help you to bring your divine male energy back into balance. She's saying, Kevin, I feel like there's like a little bit of disconnect from self or some aspect of your life, and she wants to help you to get reconnected with spirit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And she's saying, I don't know if you realize this, but frankincense is the sacred blueprint, and it sort of like brings everything together, and it has this invisible force. You know, and it keeps the sun rising, the earth turning. It aligns with your sacred blueprint. It helps you to return all aspects of yourself into perfect alignment with your creator. And
she's
saying,
beautiful. I never knew that.
Yes, and she's saying, then, Kevin, you are returned to your perfect form. So I didn't know it either, but Ginger is into essential oils.
Wow.
So have you, is there a question that you have for us maybe today, Kevin?
If you guys can help me, and I've had an incredible healing session with God and the angels 2 days ago, and I've been trying to get in back to my ability to use all my clairs. I've got them all within me, and I've been trying to bring them out, and I have had a lot of blocks myself to where that I haven't been able to get in touch with them the way I want to. I would love if there's some way possible to complete the process, you know, and clear out those energies. It would just be amazing.
Okay, well, the first thing that I'm getting, that ego is there, and I'm feeling like there's like, you know, like emotional pain resulting, and you usually are in a beautiful state of happiness, but I do feel like you're struggling presently. There may be some sadness, there's some confusion. But all of this right now is only temporary, okay? And all you have to do is really make the decision, Kevin, to let go of all of this. And when you make that decision, you do reconnect with that true state of being that is truly beautiful. And I'm getting the word honesty. You've got to be in touch with your true feelings, okay? And we have Mother Mary with you. The angels are with you. Jesus is here. And everything you're feeling is going to help you to really, you know, feel what's going on. Because I feel like your emotions are running high right now. There is confusion, okay? And ego is saying, you know, Kevin, it, you know, you don't have to worry about this. But you do. You have to go deeper because you do deserve to be healed, okay? You've got to take time to feel what you're feeling and then understand why you're feeling whatever it is. And whatever you feel, it's neither right nor wrong. Just know that you're entitled to feel whatever it is, okay? So allow the divine to come in and help you with that as well, Kevin, okay?
Yes, definitely.
And just be grateful. Be grateful, you know, every day. Because when we're grateful, you know, we bring in more to be grateful for, okay? So just, you know, just say thank you that you were able to, you know, wake up this morning and have breakfast and, you know, take a nice hot shower. And you're going to see that your blessings are going to start to multiply, okay? And the angels are saying, Kevin, you are stronger than you think. You know, you can resolve this situation that you're, you know, telling us about. Please do not, like, feel like you're a victim, because you're not, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you will get, you know, validation for all of this. Have you been having a little bit more physical movement, Kevin? Because I feel like you have to move around a little bit more.
Not so much the last week or so. I had a pinched nerve in my back and was making my legs, my left leg go numb, and my legs were buckling.
So
I haven't been going too far.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just getting maybe like a little bit more movement. And I'm getting you're really not like eating as well as you could.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, are you getting enough water? Because I don't feel like you're getting enough water either.
That's the other thing. I decided today that I was going to start drinking after I get done with my coffee, just pound the water today, because I am dehydrated.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if you like cucumbers, but cucumbers are filled with water, and they can help hydrate you as well.
Okay.
So fruits and vegetables that have a high water content, they can replenish your body. And, you know, if you don't like, if you don't drink as much water, you could reach for those as well. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they do provide you, like, a feeling of fullness, so you won't be wanting, like, you know, crazy stuff instead to be eating. Okay? Okay. And
right.
I'm getting, I'm seeing, like, your body and stuff, and I just feel like, you know, take it easy, like you were doing, but you do need, like, a little bit more movement. And I'm sort of getting, like, almost like an electrical feeling. You need some kind of, like, electric, like, stimulation, almost like on your spine, okay?
Well, I don't know if I told you before, DC, about my back injuries I've got.
Okay.
I don't think. Yeah, my lower back is really bad. My spine won't stay in. And
okay, so do you have
that,
a... Because I'm getting electrical stimulation. Do you have, like, the little tense units? They look like little transistor radios, and you could put it, like, on your belt there, like your belt buckle, the belt, not the buckle, and you could just put it there, and it's like you have a little transistor on you, you know?
Okay. Yeah, because I've had a lot of circulation problems, including with my, blood flow. So.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm getting, Okay.
But
yeah,
the big hindrance is I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the big thing that I've been dealing with is I had a lot of trauma when I was younger, from age 1 to age 4. And I had, it was an abusive family situation. And I've carried that with me my whole life. And the big thing that got healed the other day was I had carried so much guilt because at age 4, I threw away my gifts or tried to. And then I cut myself off to God. And up until the other day, I never let myself off the hook for that.
Oh, God bless you, honey. That's what I was getting. You were suppressing everything, and it was affecting the nerves in your body.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I was being shown. Okay, and just know that, you know, like, you are so loved, Kevin, and I just see your divine team there with you right now, and they're going to help you to really to love yourself more and to care for yourself and to let go of any kind of toxic situations that you've held on to, okay? As the one that you described, okay? Because it doesn't serve you to hold on to anything like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the other problem
that,
I have is I close off my heart chakra, and I have a hard time keeping it open all the time.
Okay. Well, now is the time that we're going to help you to have a little bit of healing, and it's going to help to bring your body back into balance as well, okay?
Oh, definitely.
So that it is definitely going to help you, okay? Barbara?
Okay, Kevin. We are going to make some statements to your innate body, which is a part of you you can't see, but connects every part of you, including your past lives, your subconscious, and everything else. So I'm going to say the statement, and then I want you to repeat it out loud because you are talking to your own innate body, okay?
Definitely.
Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive those that hurt me when I was a child.
Dear innate, I forgive those that hurt me when I was a child.
Dear innate, I forgive God for not saving me.
Dear innate, I forgive God for not saving me.
Dear innate, I release the resentment.
Dear innate, I release the resistance.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the blame.
Dear innate, I release the blame.
Dear innate, I release any need to be punished.
Dear innate, I release any need to be punished.
Dear innate, I choose to have an open heart.
Dear innate, I choose to have an open heart.
Dear innate, I accept my gifts.
Dear innate, I accept my gifts.
Dear innate, I allow my gifts to open.
Dear innate, I allow my gifts to open.
Dear innate, I accept the goodness of me.
Dear innate, I accept the goodness of me.
Dear innate, I allow love to flow through me.
Dear innate, I allow love to flow through me.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
And take a nice deep breath. So one of the things that your guidance wants you to do is to spend some time each day visualizing light flowing into you from the central sun. And you can just see this beautiful beam of light flowing down around and through your entire body. See the light going into every single cell of your existence. And let it just clear out whatever needs to be cleared out as you are becoming more and more of the light. And while this is happening, you can just keep repeating, I am light. I am light. This is going to energize your body. It's going to take away all the heavy, yucky, crappy stuff that used to be there. It's going to dissolve it with this beautiful light that's going to flow through you. And as you do this, each day you're going to feel better and better and better because it's opening you up to the light that you actually are. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Okay. And that should take care of pretty much everything, actually, because this light is really helping you to let go of the past.
I am so grateful.
You are so welcome. And, you know, we do this every Tuesday and Thursday morning, so call back in if you need to. And there's no limit on, you know, how many times you can call or anything like that. And we'll be happy to help you because you are moving forward on your path. And your team is really delighted that you are, you know, taking these steps. And they really want you to recognize how absolutely wonderful you are. And they're just so thrilled with that whole concept.
Well, I didn't realize how much guilt and how much anger and how much blame I put on myself about this whole situation till the other day. And I know with, you know, you had helped me before, Barbara, with when my soulmate passed. It had been 16 years, and every year I went into grief mode. And your last time you helped me was with the Dear Nate statements to help release that. And this was the first year I could actually celebrate that she crossed over without any pain. So I thank you for that, too. It's very powerful, and I'm appreciative.
Well, then, wonderful. And we're going to move you along and get you doing what it's right with your soul for you to do and make a huge difference in your life and in the world. You just have this beautiful energy in you that you haven't recognized yet. So just allow more and more light into you so that you can let go of everything else, okay?
Definitely. Thank you so much. It's so appreciated.
You're welcome. And
both
call
you and
back.
DC,
you don't have
wonderful.
To wait a year.
Well, I figured it was a slow day today, and I'm sitting here looking at my phone, and I said, I've got to do it today. I want to continue going on this path, and I've always been not one to ask for help when I need it, but today I said, no, I'm bucking that. So thank
you
for what you do.
Well, you deserve to have a wonderful life, so don't ever put off anything that's right for you. You deserve to have a wonderful life. You really do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate the help. Thank you. I hope you and DC both have a great day. And thank you for everything. I really mean
you
that.
Was,
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we are done for the day, DC, because we only have 2 minutes left anyway. So.
Well, that is truly awesome. It was a beautiful show, Barbara. And I feel so good. The energy is amazing. Really, really good. So thank you, everyone. And just, you know, stay in touch with us. If you have something going on, connect with us. It's so easy. My goodness, it's the fastest way that I found, Barbara, to, you know, to help out issues. It really is.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful.
And listen, everyone, light and love, and we hope that you have a beautiful day. And everyone can do that bringing light into your body that I mentioned to Kevin. So if you didn't hear it, listen in the archives, because we are, each and every one of us, light, and it's time for us to open up to light within ourselves. All right, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening.
Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.